We're going now to another city that's affected by major news. It's a decision that may affect the news itself. Tomorrow, the Federal Communications Commission decides whether to allow more consolidation among media companies. Among other changes, the plan would make it easier for a single company to own newspaper and TV stations in the same city. NPR's Jim Zaroli traveled to Hartford, Connecticut, where a single company already dominates the news.
At the Journal Inquirer newspaper in Manchester, Connecticut, the last deadline is fast approaching. Two editors are struggling to rewrite a story that's just come in. The JI, as it's called here, is a feisty, family-owned newspaper that covers the towns northeast of Hartford. Managing editor Chris Powell takes a lot of pride in his paper's coverage and in its competitiveness.
This paper, the Journal Inquirer, was created really almost out of nothing. It started as a daily in August 1968. Circulation may have been 3,000 if you were counting generously. We've got that up to about 46,000. And we've done that under the pressure of several metro papers. So we're a survivor.
And in the Connecticut media world these days, survival skills are a good thing to have. The JI finds itself competing with one of the largest news companies in the country, the Chicago-based Tribune Company. Tribune owns two TV stations in Hartford, the Fox and WB affiliates. 3 years ago, it also won temporary FCC permission to acquire the state's largest newspaper, the Hartford Courant, as well as Hartford's only alternative weekly. And if the FCC votes to ease media ownership rules on Monday, the Tribune will be able to acquire the newspapers permanently. Chris Powell worries that the concentration of ownership puts his paper at a big disadvantage.
They can offer advertisers a break on advertising rates, say, between the weekly paper and the daily paper. Because of the FCC's repeal of the cross-ownership rule, they will be able to throw television advertising into that mix.
Even its detractors concede that the Tribune Company has made some positive changes in Connecticut. The company is a big advocate of media convergence, sharing resources among its news operations. Marcel Dufresne, associate professor of journalism at the University of Connecticut, says last year reporters at The Current did a big investigative series on deaths in group homes for the retarded. Dufresne says a broadcast version of the story ran concurrently on Channel 61, a Tribune-owned station.
And it's the kind of thing that television news very seldom does. They don't have the resources or the commitment to do that kind of systemic investigative reporting. And the fact that The Current did it and then was able to get a much wider audience, which improves the impact of it, I think was a positive thing.
Channel 61 also uses its nightly newscast to promote stories in the newspaper.
The Fox 61 News at 10 begins right now.
Time now for a look at tomorrow's headlines. Tonight with Ellen Burns at the Hartford Courant.
State health officials released dozens of
The Tribune Company's chief lobbyist, Sean Sheehan, says this kind of cross-promotion will ultimately be good for newspapers.
From a company standpoint, there's a very high hurdle to overcome in that newspaper readers tend to be older, and our television stations tend to attract a younger audience. You know, in what we're really trying to do long-term is get people to read the newspaper, and we're trying to think of the newspaper as the core vehicle, but the TV station, the internet, etc., as other vehicles to try to reach consumers the way they want to be reached.
Still, some people worry about the growing media consolidation in Connecticut. A second newspaper chain, the Journal Register Company, has bought several papers on the state's southern coast. Here, as elsewhere, the internet has become a key source of information, but one of the most important websites is owned by the Tribune Company. Connecticut Attorney General Richard Blumenthal says right now Connecticut has a competitive and vibrant media market.
But I'm fearful about the future. As we see gradual consolidation, creeping single ownership of both broadcast and print media, we ought to be wary that there will be less competition, fewer sources of information, which means less diversity and fewer choices.
Tribune officials say concern about diversity is valid, but they scoff at the suggestion that the company is some kind of editorial monolith. Sean Sheehan says the Tribune has a long history of ceding complete editorial control to its editors and news directors. He says decisions about news coverage are always made at the local level.
Our core business is local markets, newspaper and TV. We are not a network. We are not a Wall Street Journal. What we have to do is perfect how we develop ourselves within a local market, and the only way to do that is get inside that market.
That may be true now, replies Connecticut Attorney General Blumenthal, but over time, managers and management styles can change. And if FCC ownership regulations are eased, the public will have no way to assure that different voices are heard. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, Hartford, Connecticut.
To hear past NPR coverage leading up to Monday's FCC vote, go to our website at npr.org.